For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
After Saturday's meeting with Trump administration officials and congressional staff, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney told CNN there was little progress in talks to end the shutdown.
I thought we had come in to talk about terms that we could agree on, places where we all agreed we should be spending more time, more attention, things we could do to improve our border security. And yet the opening line from one of the lead Democrat negotiators was that they were not there to talk about any agreement. They were actually, in my mind, there to stall.
The shutdown is impacting many federal employees, including air traffic controllers who are expected to work without pay. National Air Traffic Controllers Association spokesman Dan McCabe.
You're already in a highly stressful, in a very stressful job, and now when you go home, you're thinking about, how am I going to pay my mortgage? How am I going to pay for child care? It changes the dynamic at the dinner table for the families of the controllers.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Three people are dead, four injured in a shooting around midnight at a bowling alley in Torrance, California. CNN reports this witness heard the shots and took cover.
A lot of people ran back into the bar area behind the seats and on the floor, under the benches. People were crying.
Witnesses say it started out as a brawl. Democrats who now control the House are taking the first steps toward heightened scrutiny of the Trump administration and investigations into Russia's efforts to interfere with the presidential election. Democratic Congressman Stephen Lynch of Massachusetts, who serves on the House Oversight Committee, tells CNN lawmakers need to take a closer look at efforts to sway the 2016 election.
We had 14 of our security agencies, intelligence agencies, confirm with high probability that the Russians hacked the election. So there's been no meaningful investigation by Congress, even though we have that information from the intelligence committees.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's federal grand jury has been extended so it may continue to meet and vote on criminal indictments for up to six more months. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Protesters are on their eighth weekend of demonstrations in Paris as the French president vows to keep implementing more employment reforms. Numbers of protesters appear to be down, and authorities warned they would not tolerate illegal acts. The Miami Herald reports the truck driver at the center of a fiery Florida crash that killed him, another trucker, and five children received several traffic tickets over the years. Court records show that 59-year-old Steve Holland of West Palm Beach was ticketed between 2000 and 2014 in Florida, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, and Virginia for violations including speeding, driving an unsafe vehicle, driving an overloaded vehicle, and not carrying proof of insurance. The Highway Patrol says that Holland was traveling north on I-75 near Gainesville Thursday when he veered into another car, lost control, and went through the center divider, striking a southbound church van from Louisiana and another truck. Five children from ages 9 to 14 in the van died. Of Royals Parish, school superintendent Blaine Dozaw tells KATC-TV they're making plans for helping students deal with their classmates' deaths when classes resume after the holiday break.
On Wednesday, when our kids return, at the two schools affected, we will have grief counselors. We'll have what we call our crisis teams on site at both schools, just to do whatever we can do.
19 states now have high levels of flu activity, according to the latest numbers from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That's more than double the number of states from the previous week. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.